This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
The Golden State Warriors have become a national factor with this guy on the bench. They like not even playing at all. They have gone, where are we at? Are we 12-1 with Jimmy Butler in the lineup? 12-1, is that where the Warriors sit right now with Jimmy in the lineup? All of that is sans Kuminga. So it might only be 15 minutes, but there's a lot of hand-wringing about this. There's a lot of talk about this. And there has to be a lot on Jonathan's mind. From his ankle to not disrupting the team to the contract that's out there. I think that 15 minutes tonight, if you play really well and you look like you pop off the screen with your athleticism, I think that can go a long way for a lot of people, starting with him.
No doubt. And 15 minutes and slowly it'll ramp up as we get closer to the end of the year. And I just hope that he's able to play and get through it injury free because, you know, when you have an ankle, and it's been 10 weeks. It's going to be tough for him to feel fully confident, even though he's scrimmaged and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to just seeing a little bit of Kuminga and get comfortable again. And don't even really worry about how well you play. And Steve has already said it. Like, we're trying to win games. Yep. So we're not going to go out here and just spoon feed Jonathan to try to make him feel good or to try to get him his numbers and all the rest of it. They're trying to win the game. So if Kuminga's out there and not really in the flow, he's not going to play that much.
Let's let y'all hear what some of the key players here have been saying about this as we get back to Jonathan Kuminga on the floor. Like, this is the last puzzle piece tonight, right? Again, not tonight. It's not going to fit perfectly tonight, but I know a lot of Warrior fans who are like, look, if this is actually going to go somewhere special, it's because he comes back, it fits, and they become that much more dynamic. Here's what Steve Kerr said to us just a couple of days ago on the reintegration of Jonathan Kuminga.
That's the challenge, right? I mean, when a player of his caliber comes back, it's not easy coming back to a winning situation. It's actually easier when the team is struggling. The other factor here, I think, is, you know, last time JK played, which was 10 weeks ago, we were a completely different team. And so I thought he played his best basketball of his career during that maybe 5-6 game stretch just before the injury. But now he's returning to a completely different team. So he has to adapt to that, and we have to adapt to him as well. So, look, we all know the whole thing is winning. That's the bottom line is what is it going to take to win on Thursday night? And that's how I'm going to coach. That's how we're going to play. You know, I think there's no doubt that JK can help us do that. And as he goes, I think he's going to get more and more comfortable, and he'll have more and more of an opportunity to help us win.
It's one of everybody's favorite phrases now in sports, ramp up, right? Well, this isn't just the ramp up back to health for Jonathan Kuminga. This is the ramp up now to the playoffs. And I wonder if everybody saw what the Wolves did to the Denver Nuggets in Denver last night.
Wow.
Like, that was a snooze of a fourth quarter. The game was over. Minnesota is terrifying. So, Steve's right. There is no rest or relaxation here, you are like, you lose tonight, you're back in the play-in. Everybody
just
hear
like that?
Yep. You lose tonight, you're in the play-in. Okay? And you're trying to reintegrate Jonathan Kuminga. So I don't know. Everybody wants to be like, oh, you know, even Fitz was like, relax, it's not a big, I don't know, man. I don't really agree. I think it's kind of a big deal.
No, it's a big deal.
I don't mean he needs to come out and score 25. I just mean like this has got, it's got to look right. And fairly quick, not tonight, but fairly quick.
But if it doesn't look right, then you're not going to force it. And you mentioned it, they're 12-2 since they got Jimmy Butler, 12-1 when he plays basketball. And so you've been rolling, and you're not going to break up something that is absolutely rolling. If Kuminga's not right, if he's not fitting, if you're starting to struggle, or if you're maybe losing games. And Fitz also mentioned the gauntlet that they have coming up with 3 games in 4 nights and very tough opponents. You've got New York and Milwaukee and Denver. And so, yeah, you're right, Mark. You can't afford to give up games just trying to ease him in. But at the same time, you're not playing with that desperation just yet. So you're trying to balance the two things.
Ramona Shelburne on the contract that sits there for Kuminga and the pressures that that puts on him as he comes back.
He turned down a lot of money. You know, you have to assume that that is still there for him on some level. I don't think he's done anything to not earn it. And as long as that's still there, whatever he turned down, then he should be fine. But let's see how he plays. I mean, I think there's a market for him. I think, you know, he'll have options if the Warriors go in a different direction, or if they don't offer the same amount, or if they don't increase the offer, et cetera. I do think he has a market. It's just a question of, do they let him get there? You know, how much financial uncomfortability do they want to feel? Because if they sign into another big deal, that kind of really locks them into this team. So this is a 17-game, you know, work in progress for everybody to see how this fits with him. Is he okay being the number three? I mean, I don't know. He showed he can be a top two player on a team here, and there might be some team out there that's thinking he can be the main guy. So you know, it's a wait and see. But that is kind of how the Warriors have done things.
Ooh, and the timing too.
Yeah,
the timing too. Okay. Sacramento tonight, Knicks on Saturday, Nuggets on Monday, Bucks on Tuesday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today. Here are your shoes.
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, straight up tough opponents and high leverage games and high pressurized environment. And as you mentioned, you know, Minnesota, the way they're playing, they've now won 6 in a row, matching your winning streak of 5 in a row and actually besting it by 1. But yeah, if you happen to come up short against Sacramento, and Sacramento's playing for a lot still, obviously. They're trying to climb in the play-in tournament. And even though you should beat Sacramento the majority of the times, especially at home, you can't afford a hiccup right now, because a hiccup would drop you a half game behind Minnesota. you'd be the seventh seed, and you'd have the Clippers one game behind you.
Yep.
So it's, you know, there aren't going to be any easy stretches or easy games over the last 17. So that does kind of make it hard as you try to ease Jonathan back in, because you do have to put winning first in this spot.
888-957-9570 if you want to talk a little Warrior basketball. One more. Anthony Slater was on the roast yesterday. His message to fans concerned about the reintegration sensation.
I would tell those fans that they are being a little misled by this 12-2 stretch, and this idea that 12-2 means this exact nine-man rotation that you saw the other night can just beat the Thunder in a series. Like, they need more talent, and Jonathan Kuminga is a talent. He does stuff that other players on this roster don't do, particularly from a scoring perspective, from an athletic perspective. That type of player will be needed in a series, you know, when you're facing Denver and Aaron Gordon's on the floor, Michael Porter Jr.'s on the floor, Jamal Murray's on the floor, or when you're facing the Thunder and it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren. Like, talent matters in this league. This is a high-level lottery pick. This is a guy who's going to be entering, you know, he's heading towards a big contract in this league somewhere. You know, the Warriors, you know, are outwardly saying it's going to be with them. So that's what I would say. Gui Santos is a nice story. Gui Santos was, you know, great the other night against the Detroit Pistons in March. Jonathan Kuminga, in my opinion, will matter more come May against the Denver Nuggets or the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, I can buy that.
Get to May?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, it'd be great to get May basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would mean you get to the second round. The first round usually wraps at the very, very end of April.
Somewhere right at the very end.
Yeah. And I agree with him as far as the impact, but you do have to get Jonathan from where he is now, playing hopefully tonight for the first time in 31 games, 10 or so weeks, from getting back on the court to getting back to where he was before he got hurt. If he's the player that he was before he got hurt, and I'm not even thinking about the points, because you're not going to look to him to get you 25 or 30 a night, but if he can be that impactful, that confident, that effective, well, now you get to April and May, and you may have some real action.
I do want to say, and not to steal any thunder from Evan Giddings, who's got Warriors Live here coming up at the top of the hour, when he does the injury report. But Kuminga is in. Kuminga is in. Domantas Sabonis is out for the Kings. Those have both been announced. And Steve Kerr, in fact, just talking literally moments ago with regard to Kuminga tonight, said there is no specific minutes restriction, but it will be a careful amount. So probably short bursts. So I would bet that you're probably going to see like maybe three different stints from Jonathan Kuminga, and they're probably not going to. They'll probably top out around 5 minutes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
you know, I'm thinking that 15 minutes, and it can never be that precise because you may not have a stoppage and he may go over 5 minutes. But they're going to be pretty Spartan, I think, with throwing him out there for a long stretch of time right away. And I think that three stints is probably right. And you know, you use them up and each of the first three quarters, I would imagine. And if you get to the fourth quarter, if you really need him, you could pop him back out there. But the way you've been going with your nine-man rotation and winning at this rate, you feel like you should be able to win without having to really rely on Kuminga late.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.